Cambridge Breakfast with Neil Whiteside on a Friday morning, and the British Heart Foundation are on the lookout for volunteers, in particular for their couple of shops. You'll know the one on East Road in Cambridge, and they've also got one right in the centre of Camborne. I'm joined on the line by the volunteering manager from the British Heart Foundation, which is Elizabeth Dyett. And Elizabeth, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. First of all, just for those who've not seen, describe a typical British Heart Foundation shop to me. If we were to walk through the doors, what would we find?
Oh, now it's hard to describe a typical shop because they're all so individual.
Well, your Cambridge one's a superstore, isn't it? I think that's how it's described.
It is. We have a huge home store in Cambridge on East Road where we sell homewares, furniture, electrical items. So it's not your more traditional charity shop selling clothes, that one. It is a massive store and we sell a huge range of items that people donate to us, as well as a few bits and pieces of new stuff.
I was going to say, I seem to remember having a table and a couple of chairs off you, and they were new.
Yes, we do sell a few new things just to round out what we offer to people, and obviously to raise more money for the charity.
And the Camborne one, is that the same or how does it differ?
It is the Camborne one. It's also one of our home stores selling the furniture and homewares. Not quite as big as the one on East Road, I don't think, but it's a lovely store. It opened a few years ago before the pandemic. About a year before, and yeah, it's quite well established now.
But I guess, like everybody else, it's been shut. That both your stores have been shut for a while. You're opening back up now, though.
We are, yes. We're all fully open now with all our COVID measures in place where they need to be.
Fantastic.
And we're fully back up and running.
Good. Now you're looking for people to help. What sort of stuff do you need? Who are you looking for?
We desperately need volunteers to come and help us. And in particular, we need help in our furniture stores, our home stores, behind the scenes,
right,
in those things that you don't see when you walk in through the door. So we need people who want to help in the warehouse behind the scenes. Because when you walk into the store, obviously you see the store and you see the bit that the customers see, but you don't always realise that they both have a huge warehouse behind.
Yeah, you see, I mean, I've been around and delivered stuff at the back, and you're right, it is. It's like going into a sort of a branch of IKEA at times. There's sort of racking and everything. You really do have an amazing setup. So are you looking for people who are physically strong? I mean, is there a lot of lifting involved then if you're in a warehouse?
It is definitely physically active and hands-on.
Right.
So yeah, it's getting stuck in, rolling your sleeves up, helping in the warehouse, loading and unloading van deliveries, making sure all the stock is ready for sale, getting stuff onto the shop floor, back out when people buy stuff, and basically just keeping all the stuff that people give to us and that people buy flowing through. So yeah, it is definitely an active role.
Okay.
It's for somebody who just wants to, you know, maybe build up their muscles, keep fit, or somebody who just wants to be part of a busy team.
Right. Okay. So a typical volunteer in this situation, they're male or female, what, sort of in their 30s and 40s, would that do?
I'd hate to say, to be honest, because it could be anybody if they want to give it a go. I mean, yeah, we'd welcome anybody, as long as you're over 16. Yeah, anybody who feels that, you know, they're ready to give it a go.
Well, we've all been sitting binging on Netflix for the past 18 months. We all need the exercise. So there's got to be people. And a lot of people, you know, furlough has in some cases led to redundancies and things like that. And some people perhaps not ready to go back to work in the same way. So this could be an ideal opportunity. What sort of hours would people need to work?
So it's fairly flexible. Obviously, it has to be during the hours when the store's open,
sure,
which is your regular retail opening hours during the daytime, 7 days a week. But any hours in between there, if people can spare a couple of hours, a couple of days is great, but if people can only spare a couple of hours, they're still really welcome.
Yeah,
and
we'd
love to hear from them because all those hours really do help. It's that many hands make light work thing. If more people who come and pitch in, the easier it is and the more we can keep those donations moving.
But with that and the mix of the people who are perhaps looking after the shop as well, I'm guessing it must be quite a sort of happy band of various people make up your list of volunteers. It must be people from all walks of life.
It is. There's all sorts of people. There's students who come in looking for work experience. There's, as you've mentioned, there's people who are out of work who want to keep busy and keep their hand in, or people who want to sort of ease back into the workplace. The stay-at-home parents who come in while the kids are at school. There's retired people. It really is a huge spectrum of society that comes in and joins the team.
And how important, I mean, this is going to be a daft question, but how important are these stores to the British Heart Foundation? I would guess your fundraising target every year must be horrendous, like so many charities who do so much good.
Yeah, I mean, the shops, they are absolutely vital to the British Heart Foundation. They raise millions to fund the life-saving medical research that the British Heart Foundation funds. And yeah, obviously, the pandemic and the lockdowns has had that massive effect on that income. It's been, you know, really devastating.
And I sort of put you alongside you. It's one of those, you're one of those charities where, you know, every one of us has got a heart. And if we don't look after it, and we haven't got people like you researching all the things that can go wrong, it can be a nightmare. We need people like you.
Yeah, I mean, people don't always realise just what we do and or just how many people are affected by heart and circulatory disease. And it is massive number of people who are affected. And obviously we fund that research looking for treatments and preventions and cures for heart disease and stroke and diabetes and vascular dementia and everything that's connected to the heart and circulation.
Yeah, so that's a really big part of everything, of every single one of us, isn't it? It's the bit that's the beating engine that keeps us all going. If people are up for doing this, how do they get in touch? How do they volunteer?
So obviously you can just walk into your nearest store and say, I want to volunteer. Right. And then somebody will come running over and have a chat with you, and they may never let you out again. Or you could give us a call. You can call our Cambridge store on East Road on 01223 633 790. Or if you're closer to Camborne, you can call our Camborne store on 01223 664 251.
Fantastic.
I was just going to say, we're high tech. You can go to our website as well if you prefer.
Oh, that's easier. And that website address?
That's www.bhf.org.uk/volunteer.
Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, let's hope we can drum up some support for you. It's great to have you back and functioning on those two wonderful sites, East Road in Cambridge and right in the centre of Camborne there. So fingers crossed we can get you some people. Lovely to talk to you, Elizabeth. Good luck with it and keep in touch.
Thank you. It's been great to talk to you.